Known as the Can't Be Stricter Than Bill, SB 164 is a short bill, so short, in fact, that I'll just read you the entirety of its provision. Quote, this bill repeals provisions prohibiting the Division of Air Quality from adopting rules relating to the Federal Clean Air Act that are more stringent than corresponding federal regulations. Senator Davis from Salt Lake County is the bill's sponsor.
We have very, very unique air quality issues here in the state of Utah. When you take a look at national air quality standards in that, they're based on what's good for all 50 states, not what's good for Utah.
Representatives from several industry groups argue that there is a procedure in place to create more stringent rules than the Clean Air Act, but clean air advocates call that procedure chilling, explaining that it's archaic, doesn't foster open discussion, or allow for bold action to be taken on the part of the state's Air Quality Board. Bryce Bird is the director of the Division of Air Quality.
We do need to make decisions locally. The planning process that we have in place and this provision in statute provides that opportunity, but again, it does chill the discussion now and then.
After nearly an hour of discussion, committee member Senator Vickers wasn't ready to vote, saying it gave him heartburn to think about opening up a regulation free-for-all and going over the top of federal standards, while at the same time he was compelled by testimony from Utah Moms for Clean Air that there needs to be better avenues to discuss innovative clean air options. He told Senator Davis not to table the bill or throw it out with the bathwater, but the committee voted to move on without passing the bill. The bill can go back to the drawing board, and it may resurface later in the session. In the meantime, Representative Rebecca Edwards is planning on moving forward with a can't-be-stricter-than bill for the House. For UPR News, I'm Jennifer Pemberton.